Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hawks win last night, man. I want you to hear Nate McMillan. We again play on Friday. We got the Celtics in town as they come in. They'll be well-rested, but listen, we're playing well right now. But the reason why? Why are we playing so well, Nate?
I think it is getting healthy. I think they're in better shape. You know, again, a lot of these guys, you know, started the season. Our conditioning I didn't think was good enough. Then all of a sudden we have injuries and we have COVID, and all of those guys are coming back from that, and the conditioning was just not there.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's right about that. I do think we have, you look down the bench now, you go, oh, he's available. He's available. Oh, okay. So that's a good thing for us. Now I just need us to continue to try to create this vibe we have going on. And, Mike, is this also a team now that's starting to have fun? I mean, it's easy to say we're winning right. And having fun. But didn't it seem like we weren't having any fun the first few months?
I mean, Nate just said it. I mean, you had a bunch of guys. And, again, perhaps there was – I'm not saying that, because they went later than they've ever gone. Remember, this is their first trip to the playoffs with this group, Carl, and they went later in the year. And perhaps that some of that stuff, which we take for granted, maybe needed to be tightened up. And, again, I know they've got that Emory facility. Anybody who's ever been over there, it's unbelievable with where the Hawks train and all that. But, yeah, I mean, maybe – I'm not saying they got laissez fair the eyes off the prize, but it seems like maybe it requires a little bit of rededication. And look, they got to continue this run. They're not going to win all these games, but they can win 7 out of 8 or, you know, go down to like 8 out of 10 and get themselves where they're above the playoff line. But right now, you said it, they're having fun. They look loose. They look so different from that team we saw 3 weeks ago.
Nate McMillan also talked about the energy around the team. And this is the part, Mike, where you hear this and you go, well, why was the energy bad? Was it Cam? You don't want to point the finger, you know, because we don't know. But then when you hear Nate say things like this, you kind of go, well, why was the energy what it was?
It's been good energy, you know, with our group. You know, their preparation has been much better. And, you know, preparing themselves to go out and play the game that we are asking them to play. You know, so I think it's showing in our play. And the results, you know, we're winning games again.
Yeah, we are. And as we said in our poll question, I asked Mike, are we a playoff team? He said, not right now. I agree. We're not. But that doesn't mean we won't be. And lots of folks have responded. You can go to Dukes and Bell 929. Do you feel like the Hawks have the right rotation in place to continue to make a playoff push? Guys are still, it's funny, more than one. Ladies, you're more than welcome to get in on the poll as well, because we know we have a lot of Lady Hawk fans out there. But a lot of folks are saying that they don't want Bogey starting. They like Bogey off the bench. Mm.
Well, it certainly worked last night. Look, it's a bad Kings team we beat last night. I'm not trying to devalue it because we were on a 5-game win streak. We did beat the Bucks to start this thing, and we're going to play a Celtics team coming up on Friday. I know we've all kind of circled that date with the Suns, because that'll really show you how well this team is moving on from the doldrums of earlier January. So, but yeah, this is, look, I don't think you have to set it that, you know, as long as Bogey's cool with coming off the bench, sure. But I mean, Bogey should be the guy starting. I mean, that's the way this thing should roll. And I think Herter has done some really good things as they've started to turn things around. But I'm still going with Bogey as a starter.
Yeah, I just think, again, I like what he brings to the first team. When he spreads the floor, you can't double Trey as much, because if you leave him, he's going to get you. I do like that element. But I don't know if there's any wrong answers, guys. You can go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. And the good news is we are winning, and this is what we've wanted. What does it mean right now in January? I said this in December. It just means that you're not trying to catch up with games in April, okay? Wins that you get in January will matter in April. And so when you get to the playoffs in May, now all of a sudden, you know, maybe we're 3 games out, Mike, instead of 8.
Yeah. I mean, we were 6 games under .500 when Nate took over, but the Eastern Conference was a bit in flux. You know, I think we could all agree the Heat got so much better. The Bulls are going to have to deal now with the ball injury. But, yeah, there's Charlotte, even though we beat them the other night, they've gotten better. It's going to be a little bit difficult to get to. I mean, Carl, I'd be right now the way we played in the first half, I'd be happy with a 6 seed, you know, right now. You and I were projecting us to be like a top three, but – hey, first things first, baby. Let's just keep winning. And Bogey right now, I mean, you could argue, look, there's no wrong answer with this. I think that's cool. I hope Nate maintains some flexibility, but I got a feeling it's going to be Bogey starting.
I think you're probably right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.